Good afternoon. I'm Sam Friedman with the KYC News Minor Update. The Borough Assembly funded a new grant writer, added some bus stops at the airport, and doubled the allocation towards code enforcement cleanup in a budget passed by an 8-1 vote Thursday. The budget comes with an expected area-wide property tax increase of 0.34 mils to 1.2 mils, depending on multiple factors. In dollars, the low end of the potential tax increase would cost property owners $34 per $100,000 of property. On the high end, property owners could see their tax bills go up by as much as $120 per $100,000 in property value. The Assembly is expected to set the final property tax June 13th. University of Alaska Regents received a budget update from UA President Jim Johnson during a special meeting Thursday. Johnson described several scenarios the university is considering in light of the various state funding proposals. President Johnson emphasized that state funding is one aspect of budgeting, as regents have identified priorities, including Title IX programs, strategic initiatives, compensation and fixed cost increases, which require reallocation of funds from other areas. Johnson provided an example of what that might look like in terms of staff reductions under one scenario.
In order to meet, even under the Senate approach, a $5 million cut and a $25 million reallocation and investment into priorities, that would be approximately 250 full-time equivalent faculty and staff.
President Johnson noted that the university is considering the possibility of declaring fiscal exigency in the event of a severe state funding reduction. A Chronicle of Higher Education article describes a fiscal exigency declaration as acknowledgement that an institution cannot meet contractual obligations, allowing, quote, unusual cost-saving measures like firing tenured faculty, unquote. KUAC staff are university employees. Two Anchorage residents have been indicted for an armed robbery along the Tok Cutoff last fall. Alaska State Troopers report that Valerie Callup and Wesley Sanford are each charged with three felonies. Troopers say Callup and Sanford and a third suspect went to a residence near 71 Mile on October 26, 2018, under the guise of needing help, then held the home's two residents at gunpoint to steal cash, guns, and other items. Troopers say the residents were left tied up and that the three assailants escaped in a stolen truck and car. Troopers say they located and pursued the truck to Valdez, where its driver, Todd Margaram of Anchorage, was arrested. They say charges against Margaram related to the robbery were referenced to the Glen Allen district attorney. For more on these stories and others, go to newsminer.com or kuac.org. I'm Sam Friedman.